Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good afternoon. Keith over here, broadcasting live to Villar Square, Pensacola Business Radio, and this is our On the Air with Leap Alumni Hour. This will be the inaugural episode. So I have surrounded myself with the godfathers of Leap, as they so have been nicknamed, Mark Harden and Kurt Larsen. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And then I have our total Leap representation here, Caitlin Newby.
Hi.
And then Jennifer Harrison's here too, but she's off mic, so she's just going to wave. So, all right, Mark, I'm going to turn this right over to you and Kurt. As the godfathers, why don't we just start at the beginning?
Well, I'm telling you, I think Kurt has more history than I do, but the program started back in the early 80s, 82, 83.
82 is start, 83 is first graduating class.
And it was a great concept. It's obviously lived in a variety of different ways throughout the years and never been shut down because it is probably one of the best premier leadership programs around. And so it's a great concept. Kurt?
Before you go any farther, why is it one of the best?
I think it's one of the best because it recreates itself every year. It's not the same old, tired presentations and people giving the presentations. Every year, we have new people that are engaged and making it work.
Now, go one step further. It's Leap alumni that are bringing the program back every year and developing
Absolutely.
And changing it.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. These Leap alumni have been through the class, and maybe some of the classes are similar, but they have free rein to be able to make the class as interesting as they would like, and they all have different perspectives.
I think that's the biggest thing. Leap can change every single year. Mm-hmm. I've seen Healthcare Day, which some days is held in a hospital, some days held in a clinic. We've actually had a Healthcare Day held in a school where they talk about health for children and how early teenage pregnancy can be avoided and how they can take care of if they have early teenage pregnancy.
Right.
Why would that issue come up before Leap? Well, these are things that the community is dealing with issues, illiterate children, teen pregnancies. All these things are going to affect our future business and our future employment opportunities within our community. And those have to be addressed by Leap in the class.
So. Yeah. Well, I've sort of volunteered myself to go on other Leap days that I wasn't part of just because you wanted to do something different, you know, whether it was the same day that you enjoyed last time or the same thing that you chaired last time. I've just popped in and shown up and just because you know it's going to be different.
And I think what we need to do also is sort of tell people what Leap is.
Yeah.
Leadership Pensacola is a program that's designed to engage leaders within the community in community activities. They get to learn about how a community is built from the ground up. Every different aspect, they get to see how it's made, and then they get privileged access to the people who run things.
Yeah.
This is a 10-month program. These people get all kinds of information about the community, but one of the lasting things that they have to do as a class is they have to have a project that lives beyond their class, something that affects the community in a positive way in the future, but lives beyond the class itself. So that branding of a class, you know, we always kid, and some of you Leap folks out there will understand, best class ever. We have things that we've started that are still going on years later as a result of what our Leap class did.
Well, take your project. Recycling project. We didn't have recycling in Escambia County prior to Leap and PYP partnering to bring it to the elected officials. And that is a huge impact in this community. A lot of communities nationwide.
Which I had no idea Leap had done until I was in Leap. So,
And that's the best part about the class project is it's picked by the class too. So it's not something that the Chamber Foundation comes and says, okay, this is important, now go and do it. The class says, this is important to us, and this is why we want to do it. And then they are 100%. They fundraise. They work their tails off. They get out there, and they clean things. They built the Leap Trail.
Yeah.
They renovated the USO. They, you know, helped renovate the playroom at Sacred Heart. There's all these important things that they saw a need for and then they fulfilled.
And they don't only just fund it. they build it. They will go out like the program at Sacred Heart where they built the playroom for Sacred Heart. They built,
yep,
fundraised, organized,
yep,
designed everything all the way from organizational management to fundraising to marketing to
skills you need.
Yeah. And it's with the class project, since they 100% do it, they learn skills that you might not normally learn in your job. Like the class project co-chair this year is an engineer.
Yeah.
I assume in a lot of his job is not speaking engagements.
Sure. Yeah.
But he's learning how to get up and public speak and add those things to his little toolbox that,
yeah,
he can use from here on out.
Okay. So I think you go through LEAP and all these people have gone through LEAP. And then all of a sudden we all say, hey, we've all shared a similar experience together. We should probably do something with all that power.
It's a special bond that you can't get anywhere else.
So then LEAP Alumni gets born, right?
Correct.
Okay. So, Mark, take me from there.
When I went through the class back in 2007, 2008, was sort of loosely formed underneath the chamber. And the LEAP Alumni program decided, we're going to go out and strike out on our own, which was okay. But we found that we really have a mate in the Chamber Foundation. We need to be with the Chamber because all of our LEAP alumni go back and run the LEAP program.
Yeah.
So it just makes sense that we work together. And that's why Caitlin has come in and done such a wonderful job of taking care of us and bringing the program back underneath the Chamber. So that has been a very, very positive step.
Sure.
And there's a special synergy between LEAP alumni and the Chamber. A lot of what the Chamber is able to accomplish is because of the people who have graduated in the past,
yeah,
and people who are potential students in the future.
Well, and those that of us are all doing business in this town, and most of us, if not all of us, are a member in some way, shape, or form with the Chamber,
or about to be,
or Chamber events, or the same networking group. So you're right; it just makes sense.
But it wasn't long ago that we were losing all our young talent,
yeah,
to other Atlanta or Jacksonville, yeah, or Chicago, and LEAP.
And now we are participating.
We are actually growing our own community through the Chamber and LEAP alumni, which is keeping good talent here.
Yeah. Okay, so here we are. We're back under the Chamber. Where are we going next?
I think first let me say one thing about any young leader that I see that's up and coming in this community. I can't help myself. I stop them and say, "Have you applied for LEAP yet?"
Yeah.
Because that's where a young up and coming leader in this community needs to be. It's the best networking program in the area, and not only that, they get to do something positive for the community.
And let me go one step further. It's not only the best program, it's an elite program. And I don't mean to be an elitist or anything like that, but only 50 people out of our entire community get picked every year.
Yeah.
And that's done.
And you have to be nominated.
You have to be nominated, and then you have to be selected. So we may get 200, 250 nominations. Only 50 will be in that class. And it's, yeah, done on purpose so that the class is small, the class can get to know each
other. You have to participate.
Well, where we're going next, first let me talk about Leadership Pensacola Alumni. I've been involved with the Alumni Association since I went through my class. It is a very positive experience to be able to to meet with those people on a social basis and on a business basis.
Yeah.
Down the road. And the Leadership Pensacola Alumni, we're in the process of rebranding and becoming more involved in the community,
right,
as people that have been through the LEAP class and have a special knowledge.
Yeah.
So we're in the process of working on that. And let me tell you, for those of you out there that haven't been through Leadership Pensacola, what you need to do is talk to a couple of people that have been. I can walk into numerous offices in this city just because I'm a LEAP graduate. I can, my intro is, hey, mm-hmm, I went through Leadership Pensacola and I got this idea, I want to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to talk to you. So you get privileged access to people, not only in the class, but after the class for years to come.
Yeah, we call that leverage. I like it.
Yeah. And what I like most about the alumni is these aren't people who don't have jobs, who aren't in the community, who aren't already doing things.
Yeah.
They feel the need to come back to Leadership Pensacola and give their time, give their very precious time, because as you know, they're all very busy people mm-hmm. and they're all have these great things that they're doing on their own, but they feel the need to come back as together as a whole and give back.
And a lot of times communities don't have formal mentoring programs, and the Leadership Pensacola and the LEAP alumni especially acts as the mentor.
Yeah.
Gets you paired up with somebody who has likes at and similar business practices as you and helps you through those rough years when you're first starting out. It might be, how do I get financing for this great idea I have? Hey, we've got people that have had that problem yeah. and have worked through it. So use your talents and use your contacts within LEAP alumni.
Well, and for those listening that aren't sitting around this table with me, because we've already had this discussion, but, you know, Pensacola Business Radio and Business Radio X wants to use and has created On the Air with LEAP with all of us, or LEAP alumni with all of us, to do just that, to share some of the stories of leadership and how it's affected people and how they're using those skills in their businesses, in our community, you know, sharing their experiences, and giving them a vehicle to make those connections and have their businesses out in the forefront and have their LEAP experience, you know, out there for, as a story in our, I'm looking for the word, but a testimonial, you know, for how and what and why you should do something like this and be a part of it.
And one of the other things that we really need to emphasize is it's not all formal education. We do a lot of social functions. We do a lot of networking functions
yeah.
where we as individuals get together with people that we've had class with that we've seen come through the program and have similar likes and ideas.
Yeah.
So we are able to informally and formally work within our community.
Oh, good segue there, Kurt. Coming up on January the 22nd at La Brisa, which is at the foot of the 3 Mile Bridge in Gulf Breeze. From 5 to 7, there's a happy hour event for all LEAP alumni. Please come and visit with us. It's so good for our friends to get together and talk to each other. The connections I've made through Leadership Pensacola has helped me immensely in my afterlife, the afterlife.
the other career.
But don't forget, we do other things, too. We've had political forums where we've yeah. actually had the mayors come and debate each other.
Yeah.
You know,
put a couple think tanks and other stuff that's come out of this.
So there's a lot of good things that we do. It's just not always today.
Yeah.
We think long term. We're thinking 2, 3, 4, 5 years down yeah. the road.
So when Mark actually finally retires,
he's not going to.
He'll have some people to call to do something else.
Nah, I don't see retiring in my future. I couldn't sit down.
The Godfather's Godfather.
Yeah, that's right. Got to keep moving.
I've formed some nonprofits after going through LEAP that are supportive of various parts of the community, and it's because of the people I know within the community now and because of Leadership Pensacola that I've been able to make a success of those kinds of things.
Yeah. So there's other stuff going on with LEAP alumni too, and I don't want to give it away, so I'm going to let you just go shoot with it, because part of moving this stuff back in with the chamber and really all of us getting a lot more active with not just ourselves, but getting the rest of the alumni active, is because we've got things coming up that we want them to be part of.
Yeah. So as Kurt was talking about earlier, Pensacola or Leadership Pensacola alumni, notice that our young people aren't staying here. They're going away for college and then they're staying away. So why is that? What is it that's not here for them? Or yeah. maybe what do they not know about? So that kind of gave birth to the Youth Leadership Pensacola program, which is originally modeled after how Leadership Pensacola is run, which is great. Leadership Pensacola is wonderful, but for high school students, it needed to be modified a little bit. Yeah. So we took this past year off to kind of sit down. We had an amazing focus group with some high school students and different high school teachers around the area, and just said, what do you want to see from this? What can we do to pair with you? Like, where can you stop and we pick up so that our young people are prepared for college?
Yeah.
And then they can come back and say, this experience was so great. I want to come back and I want to be a part of it.
Yeah. Or even know what resources are here before they leave.
Exactly.
I mean, there were so many things in this town that I never knew existed before I did LEAP, IHMC yeah. being one of them.
Really?
I had no idea that IHMC was here until we actually went there and toured the facility.
You mean that small award-winning robotics lab?
Yes. That is, yeah.
Yeah. Holy cow.
Just
yeah.
No
changing
idea.
The world yesterday? Yeah. Yeah, those guys.
Yeah, so we actually just had a meeting about Youth Leap to try to get it picked up. So any high schoolers out there, any parents of high schoolers, they can pick up their application from their guidance counselor starting Monday, February 1st. Applications are due at the end of February. And then from there, we'll start the program in August. They will have 8 curriculum days, as we call them. One of them will be a December social, but they'll go through things like a mock election. They will elect a president of their class and go through the full system with David Stafford and let him see like how they break down, how they do the voting system. They will have a hurricane preparedness day. So they will be at the Emergency Operations Center and a hurricane will strike and they'll see how they have to take care of their community.
That's another one I didn't know was here until we went and did it. But I mean, I knew it was here, but I had no idea it was this like awesome, fully
amazing
staffed bunker ready for hurricanes. So
and they'll go through everything from an opening retreat like we do for Leadership Pensacola, where you do the courses and everything, to then getting into, well, how do I make a budget?
Yeah.
How do I plan for this? How do I have difficult conversations if I have to fire an employee, which is they won't be firing an employee hopefully during college, but you still will have group members who aren't participating. How do you have that high, middle, low conversation to pull them up to the next level? So it's a wide range that we're really excited about. We can't wait to see what great young people we have because they always have such amazing young kids go through there.
So applications come out February 1st, and what day are they due?
They are due Monday, February 29th.
Which is?
Leap year.
Geez, you think you planned it that way, huh? And then, okay, and the nominations are also going to open up for?
For Leadership Pensacola, that's right. You do have to be nominated to get into Leadership Pensacola. Those will open online if you go to PensacolaChamber.com/leap. February 1st through February 29th, nominations are open. I will send out applications that following Tuesday after the leap day. And then those are due back at the end of March.
Yeah. So for all of those that hear this that feel they want to be nominated but may not know somebody to nominate you, call me. I know a guy.
Well, you can self-nominate yourself too. Self-nominations are counted no differently. All that we'll see is that you've been nominated.
Yeah. Very cool. Okay. So
where's that address on the web?
That's what I was just about to ask.
PensacolaChamber.com/leap. And there you can find information about this year's class, this year's class project, past class projects, Youth Leap, and Leadership in School alumni.
And there's a nomination form on that site?
On that site.
That's what we needed.
Okay, so I want to highlight, since we're on the air with Leap alumni, I want to highlight the things that the alumni are needed for to be able to carry these programs, like some specific things. And then I want to highlight why being an active member of the Leap alumni is a really good thing to consider for those that are listening out there that may haven't been to a LEAP function in a while or haven't, you know, come back to the table and chaired a day or anything like that. So anyone jump in.
Well, I'm going to kick it off.
Now. Okay, go ahead.
Think about this. You went through this incredible program for a year, 10 classes, and then you have graduation, but you've known each other about a year, close to a year.
Yeah.
It's all over. It's done. You don't have to go every month. But all of a sudden, you have this want. You want to fill that void. You remember seeing Susie and Bobby and Joe every month.
Yeah.
And you were able to communicate. How are the kids? How is the wife? How is the husband? Whatever it is. You don't have that anymore. So to fill that void, you need to come back.
Yeah.
Because we actually do appreciate the people that we went through class with. And even the alumni who do the classes appreciate seeing the students that went through their programs years afterwards.
Yeah.
Some of my closest friends are from LEAP.
I still have 50 of them on my Rolodex that I know I could call and ask a question or get something done. Or
any question.
Yeah.
Whether it's marital problems or how do I run this business.
Or as Mike would say, hi to body. He would, wouldn't he?
But that's just the social aspect of our association. We've also been trying to get speakers to come in to talk about taking leadership to the next level. We've had Maxwell here in the past. We've had Ruby Payne here in the past. There's no reason why if the alumni got together with the chamber, we couldn't bring a good speaker in to raise the level of the community.
Yeah.
Not just the LEAP alumni, but the community.
Well, and so you just hit on something really big because when I was going through LEAP, I'm thinking, okay, you're right. Here's these great speakers, and some of them were local and some of them weren't local, but they had ties in some way, shape, or form. But now that I've been out of LEAP for since 2012, best class ever. Since then, I can think. You're right. There are other alumni that could come and speak, or that could really share that leadership experience, or that now works with some of these organizations that share the days with us. You know,
and we're not even dropping names, but they're all out there. Yeah. There's huge names in this community we could pick on at any time and get come speak.
Yeah. So that's a way they could be active.
Correct.
Yeah. We'll have to start calling names here.
Well, another way they can be active is, and we already mentioned it, and that is being part of the class. They can help lead the class and pick a day that they really enjoyed in their class and come back and be one of the counselors for that day to make sure the program is put together right. You know, they spend a few weeks working on making sure that works right. Mm-hmm. But there's three or four or five people that are involved in putting that day together.
I'll give you a better challenge. I would say to anybody who hated a specific day,
that
really thinks they
be
can
the
make
one
it
to
better.
Come back and
good
change
point.
It.
And make good it point. Better.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah, which everyone has different opinions about all of our different days, and it's so neat to come back and say, like, well, I didn't really like going to the school and learning about that. I think it would be beneficial if we went to this and did that.
Yeah.
So those are the things we love to hear to come back to. We have about 40 to 45 positions available on the curriculum committee every year. So we try to mix it up. If you haven't been in since 97, come back. We'd love to have you, because I'm sure it was different then than it is now. And I'd love to see how that's different and how we can improve. We're always looking for ways to do things better.
Yeah, I can give you an example. And Mark's seen a lot of this, but Military Day, you think, is going to be the same every single year. Well, I've attended that for the last 10 years, and no day has been the same ever.
Sure.
You know, we've been to the Blue Angels Hangar, which nobody gets a chance to go to. That's pretty private.
I'd like to go to that one.
we've been to the ATC Training Center.
Yeah.
How many know how ATC really works? Air traffic control.
Right.
You know, those people are protecting you from getting planes dropping on your head while you're standing on the ground. Well, they actually practice here in Pensacola.
Yeah, that's right. We did the training thing, and you're actually in the room where they're all calling planes and stuff. And
National Flight Academy.
National Flight Academy.
Yeah, that place was cool.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
It's a resource this community has that nobody else has. The only thing close to it is Space Camp.
Yeah.
Who's going to drive all the way to Huntsville for a day with me? Why don't we take advantage of what we have here?
National Flight Academy, though they do things mostly for students, I think that's the day last year's class really enjoyed the most, was getting in there and like pretending to fly. Well, not pretending. It looks like you're actually flying this plane and landing it. And then the whole building feels like you're on a ship.
Yeah,
and
on an aircraft
some people
carrier.
Got a little sick.
Minus the sea legs.
Some people landed it.
Some of us crashed in the water.
I ended up landing in Navy Point somewhere.
Those are experiences you'll never get anywhere else.
Yeah.
And they're specifically to our community.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and I think it'd be kind of cool and also just valuable for, like you were saying, you didn't like a certain day. I mean, think about who you work with or who you're surrounded by and your LEAP alumni. I bet there's probably a couple businesses that could benefit from hosting a day like this. I bet there's a couple people that could really help out some of their clients and their partners by getting together and coming up with some ideas and flooding Caitlin's inbox with all kinds of cool suggestions on where to go.
It only makes program better.
Yeah. I'd love to read them and take my time to respond.
Yeah, there you go. And do not reply all.
But if it sounds like we drank the Kool-Aid, I think we kind of did.
Yeah.
You know, at one point during my year, we had this little windstorm come up. I think it was called Ivan, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of water. But they didn't even think the program was going to continue.
Yeah.
And we're very much grateful that the program, the chamber felt strong enough in it to keep it going. The alumni have come back year after year after year, stronger, 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 and better, that this program is so solid now and it changes so differently. If you took the class in 1983, you wouldn't recognize it today.
Yeah.
It's built for today's community. So tomorrow's community is going to be worked on for the next few years.
Yeah. So, and you're right, we did drink the Kool-Aid, but I think that's just exactly what needs to happen here. I think we need to remind those that were alumni of why you had so much fun and why it's going to be good to be a part of this and why you should, we want you to become
halfway through active. My year, I didn't think I was going to come back and finish.
Yeah.
And now I drank the Kool-Aid. Now I'm a godfather.
Yeah, apparently. You got it's the really car and everything. Yeah. Really, he even Kool-Aid. Dressed the part today. Yeah. So, okay. Well, so obviously since we're LEAP and leadership and all that, I have two questions for one question each for the godfathers, but I would like for you to both share what you thought was the biggest leadership lesson that you learned in your year. And that is totally putting you on the spot. So take a moment.
I think mine was pretty easy because I found out that people who ran this community were approachable.
Yeah.
I found out that they want to hear good ideas and they're willing to listen to you.
Yeah.
And so I've been able to use that and my time after LEAP to my advantage and to my community's advantage. There's a lot of people that want to help. And if you're a LEAP alumni, it's easy, like I said, to call someone up and say, hey, I need some help with this. I invited someone who was working on their PhD to come speak to a nonprofit I was working on. Mm-hmm. Because we needed some guidance. We needed to figure out how we were going to do what we needed to do. She came in and just spent a full day with us, helping us figure out what it is we needed to do. And we were much better off as a result in the end.
Yeah.
But that's just all part of, you know, that network that's out there that we've built.
I would say the thing I learned the most was when I first moved here, Pensacola was known for old money.
Mm-hmm.
That if you weren't part of that old money, you didn't advance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Rossenbergers, and we could keep throwing out names over and over again. What I found through LEAP, though, is with LEAP attached, if you say you're with LEAP or you're a LEAP alumni, you have questions, you want to do something, you want to improve, that has opened the door to that old money. Old money still exists, but it's the networking that opens those doors for you. It's Leadership Pensacola opens that door by saying, hey, I graduated from LEAP and I have some questions about how your business operates.
Yeah.
They will sit down and talk to you for hours. Sometimes you have to take them out for an adult beverage because you've gone so long.
Sure.
You get permission from their wife or their husband to say, hey, can I come back a couple hours later?
Yeah.
But those conversations don't just last 5 minutes and they give you just brief time a day. They will address your concern in its entirety.
So I think my biggest leadership skill or thing that I learned was, you know, when I started LEAP, I was doing the Masons. So I was kind of into the civic stuff and just really the helping, but not in the capacity of LEAP. So, and I was living in kitchens in the culinary world. So my time to be able to help my community was either spent A, in bed in the morning because I'd been working till 2 or 3 the night before, or B, I was working because some people have to eat, right? So one of the biggest things I think I learned was how much fun it was, one, to find out about cool things here in the town that you never knew, and two, to help others build something bigger, I think was like, so some confidence, a lot of confidence came from that. And a lot of this, oh, my life doesn't have to just be a kitchen right now. Like there's a lot of other things to do and a lot of other people doing really neat things. And so getting involved, I think, was my biggest skill that I learned.
That's a huge one.
Yeah.
You know, Charlie Pepler, I used to sit and talk after LEAP. I didn't really meet him until the last day of class. And we talk regularly, at least a couple months apart, mm-hmm. but it's still... We're talking about issues that are coming up in our community. We care that much about the connection that we made that we want to keep in contact with each other.
Yeah. Very cool.
And you learn how altruistic your community is through your class project. I mean, all the hundreds of thousands of dollars that have been raised over just the past 20 years that we've been doing a class project.
Yeah.
Like people in a heartbeat will say, yeah, that's a need.
Now, that's probably a couple million by now if you were to add it up.
Yeah. Just in the past 10 years, it's probably over that.
Yeah.
It's amazing to see every year. And not just with their money, but with their time. Because, I mean, I ask a lot of my curriculum committee. And so I'm just so thankful for every volunteer that can come and say, yeah, I'll take 8 hours out of my day once a month to come and help these other people.
Yeah.
It's people you may not know, you may not have ever met and have no tie to, but they take the time to really make sure they get the most out of this experience.
Yeah. Well, and let's face it, 8 hours with LEAP is better than 8 hours at work.
That's for sure.
Who spends 8 hours at Leap? We're talking about 10 hours probably. When you think about it. By the time you dropped your kids off and you picked them back up again, it's 10 or 12 hours because you've had such a good experience.
It's still better than work.
It's
even if you do what you love, sometimes it's still better.
Yeah. You know, I want to talk to the over 40s out there because...
You are one?
I'm one, for sure.
You don't get that Godfather name on your own.
I was invited to join Leap, and I told the person who invited me, I said, man, I'm old. They don't want me. They need young, energetic, which they do.
Yeah.
And he said, no, they want you. Put your name in. And I did. And to my surprise, I was selected and have been able to be engaged ever since.
Yeah.
And so it is a program for a great program for young people. But if you're in the over 40 crowd, you're wanted too.
Yeah.
It's a great program for them too.
Yeah. Your maturity and experience is another thing that will help guide the class.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially with the projects and things like that. Our class had a very eclectic group in that age, a very wide age range as well. And some of the things that there was no way I would have a clue to do, some of the experience of the older folks in there that had been in these careers or done these other different things over their lifetime really helped facilitate and expedite a lot of what we were doing.
I just want you to know when he says older, he was pointing in my direction.
Now, there's another component to that. There's older individuals that are pretty much set in their ways that have gone through Leap. And I'll throw a name out, Dick Rizzo. Great guy. He was into audiovisual and training.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Was set in his ways, wanted to do things one way. Through his Leap experience, he learned how to communicate with younger individuals, younger professionals that needed the knowledge that he was offering.
Yeah.
So he developed his skills, and now he works for Pete Nowak, and they have come up with an innovative way of training employees that are younger.
Yeah.
Because they want the information instantaneously, not like sitting down in a classroom and 3 weeks later you graduate with your certificate in burgerology.
Yeah. Yeah.
You get it in short snippets, 30 seconds, 45 seconds. And that's something he learned through Leap.
Yeah. Very cool. Okay. So we can't get through here without Caitlin telling everybody what the current Leap project is.
Oh, I'd love to. So they're calling their project this year A Better Way to Give. So they each year they're given topics to kind of like go off of. So you have homelessness, you have poverty, education, health and wellness, several others that I'm forgetting at the moment. And then they're kind of broken up into groups based on where their heart is at.
Right.
We had a very passionate group for the homeless this year. And so they want to address the need of the homeless, not just the face of it, because oftentimes you see the face of homelessness as panhandlers, which are not the true face. So it's twofold in their project. They want to educate you on, there's 3,000 homeless youths in our area. There's over 150 unaccompanied minors, which means that those people aren't technically homeless because they're couch hopping, but they don't have a home.
Yeah.
They're running around. So to really recognize the face of homelessness and then to address that need. So they're refurbishing and the city is sinking parking meters. They will not be used for parking. They'll be
the old ones, right?
Yes, the old change meters. They will be very brightly decorated. First City Art Center is graciously donating their artist time and painting all these wonderful meters for us. And all of the money from that will go to nonprofits who help the homeless. The Escarosa Coalition for the Homeless, 90 Works, Waterfront. I mean, we could sit here and probably list 100 different ones that are in Pensacola.
Yeah.
And
you know your money's going to the programs that are actually helping.
And we know our community is generous. I mean, you can see that everywhere you look in the community. I mean, we have the largest Impact 100. We just want to give back. So when you give money to a panhandler, it's very instantaneously rewarding. Like, hey, I just did something good.
Yep.
But where is that truly going?
Yeah.
It could be going to a fix or it could be going to a true need. But it's not going towards a savings account. It's not going to better that life. It's going for an immediate need that they have. So we want to turn that money.
Yeah.
And, you know, put it somewhere. Put it to this nonprofit.
Put some long-term sustainability for housing and actually like getting them on their feet.
If you see someone in need, Waterfront, any part of the day will come and pick that person up, provide them a meal, a place to sleep for the night. And then you know,
sometimes they end up getting jobs and then right back into some housing.
Yeah, there's some just incredible programs. So it's finding those programs, educating the community about them, and then instilling a better way to give. So
yeah,
kind of
there you go.
Giving nature.
So we need to look for those brightly colored parking meters that are sitting not right on the curb for us to by the car, but they're set back a little bit.
They will be, there's 38 approved locations. We have 60 meters. They're all up and down Palafox. Mm-hmm. So we're hoping to get more approved locations. The more sponsorships we have, the more locations they can do. It's $1,500 to sponsor a meter.
For a lifetime.
For a lifetime.
Yeah.
The lifetime of however long that's up. And then once we can get it back up, your name will be back on it.
Yeah.
You can put your name on it, not your logo, but definitely Keith Hoffert can definitely have a meter.
See how she did this? See that segue?
Like that? Kurt and Mark already have theirs. So.
Godfather 1 and Godfather 2.
Exactly. You can put your personal name on it. You can put your business name on it. And that they'll be beautifully painted and they'll be wonderful additions. And this is not a new thing. Mobile has 3 meters. They collect on average about $1,000 a meter per year.
Destin has a bunch too. And
Destin has
Commons.
A bunch. Yeah. Pasadena has a bunch. Yeah. And Mobile saw, I think it's called vagrant arrests, cut in half the first year that the meters were up.
That's cool.
So it's just redirecting. So when you see a panhandler, instead of going, okay, well, here's $5 because I see that you have a need, you can say, here are all these places that can help you.
Yeah.
It may be they don't know about the Washburn Clinic where they can go and get a suit, they can get a shower. YMCA does free showers some days of the week. Yeah. I'm not entirely sure on what days, but it's educating the community. How about we give to somewhere that can really help them get their life back on track if that's what they need. And some people aren't homeless. A lot of people are not homeless by choice. It's, you know, there's
circumstances or things.
Yeah, there's all these different extenuating circumstances. And a lot of the community is maybe one or two paychecks away from being in that bad situation. So it's not that they're lazy. It's not.
Yeah.
They didn't choose this lifestyle.
Sure. Okay. So where can they donate?
You can donate to betterwaypensacola.org. It'll redirect you. You can donate there. You can email me. You can give me a call. I'll get you in.
You can come down and write a check. You can put cash in her hand.
I am at 117 West
Garden. We can swipe the credit card.
We can make it work however
that's
works
right.
for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, and then they can go to the chamber website and reach there too, right?
PensacolaChamber.com/leap. Better Way Pensacola will also direct you directly to the class project.
All right. Godfathers, what have we missed?
We Kurt's talk choking about out that over here. So we still have that LEAP alumni event. We didn't have a Christmas party this year. With a new LEAP alumni, we're going to celebrate a new year. So we're having it January 22nd at La Brisa. I always feel like I say that wrong.
Yeah, they got good food.
Oh, delicious. Wonderful location. It's going to be a great time. You can pay your dues there if you haven't.
Yeah, there
we'll
you go.
Be accepting credit cards, checks, and cash.
Awesome.
It'll be a really great time to kind of get together and
get caught
talk
up,
how great
State of the Union kind of thing, and Youth Leap, and really what's happening and what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll talk about the alumni on the air show.
Yeah. Maybe. Maybe if there's some new program that they can talk about, I don't know, we'll get that out there.
Cool.
But I think in the long term, our Leap alumni on the air needs support.
Yeah,
whether
absolutely.
Sponsors or whether it be Leap alumni coming in and talking about their great experience, we need support.
Yeah.
So how do we do that?
Well, we're going to start with the event on Friday. And then we're going to go from there. I've got a couple ideas. I think Jen's got a couple ideas. We've bounced a couple around. So, Mark, anything, any final statements here for us today?
No, I just really appreciate you guys coming up with this idea. I think this gives a voice to Leadership Pensacola Alumni Association, which we haven't had in the past.
Yeah.
And I think that's important. And all of you stay tuned out there because we're going to have some of your community leaders that are Leadership Pensacola alumni on here talking about LEAP and their LEAP experience and their businesses and how it affects them. So
testimonials.
Stay tuned. Yeah, testimonials.
Cool. All right, you guys. Well, I want to thank all of you for coming in today.
Thank you for having
us. Hanging out.
Yes,
and,
thank you so much.
Our next episode will be coming up here very shortly. We'll shoot a date out when we exactly know when that is. So, guys, you can find us at P Cola Radio X on Twitter, at P Cola BRX on Facebook, because I now claimed my page. or you can find us on our website at pensacola.businessradiox.com. Again, thank all of you for coming in this afternoon. And this has been Pensacola Business Radio on the air with LEAP alumni. And business is good and your work matters. Mm-hmm.